Double Impact. The thing about beauty is that it triggers an irresistible reaction and action. The feeling of a summer day, three different men divided by their different paths and ways, all meet at the decimal point of a bright and beautiful day.
It was crisp on the outside. A proud smiling face grazed the sky. Cool and soft fingers went through her hair, making it riffle like waters of a pool on a day filled with promise. Still that smiling face on her shining face reflected a sizzling beauty, a paragon of prodigy procreated by the winter and autumn.
Always considered consistently competent, today was to deliver a speech the interview board would comprehend, and when he spoke like a man on fire wine, he was always eloquent. His bottleneck, however, was the hourglass, like a teenager not ready to be with child, but had gone past her moon's blood. His sands of time was moving to the other side with the speed of a raging flood. He made a run for it, his legs springing, his speech in his brain sprinting, his butterflies had his tummy spinning, the anticipation and joyous feeling similar to starving men watching their roast spitting. Couldn't wait for the hour to start speaking.
Up above the throne of mercy, he shone petulantly on his four-legged employer. He sat steaming like confection in the oven. Daydreaming, he was a big fish swimming in the ocean. Picture moments like memories that were frozen.
Only they were not still, in time they were real. A live stream of wicked thoughts like a witch in her coven. On this baking bread, he has seen the queer, the funny, the sexy, and the nerd.
The gallant novella and the vanquished. Sometimes it was difficult to distinguish between lavish and anguish. Deep in his binary thoughts of fast lanes and lanes of antidepressant syrup. Then in his sleep, an ordinary voice struck like a virus. Back to reality, his world of matrix got corrupt.
I'll pay double the price. Could you please take me to the Fifth Avenue? Step on the pedal, I'm late for my interview.
With the key in the ignition still drowsy from his subconscious residue, like the wiper, he blinked his eyes to shake off the foggy dew. Then he was struck by the view.
Aha! Whoever said sunset was beautiful?
The well-trained parrot was about to react, but then there she was. She was the interpretation of a vision. An infusion that tempted his hunger for his mission. She stood out of the crowd like a swarm of tiny galaxies in the night sky. But only one was shooting, her beauty and the day intertwined. She was the golden ray. Pleasing to the eyes, she was bliss, the nostalgic memories of yesterday. The world seemed to be so soundless. I must have a word, he said to himself. Talk I must, even if it means me footing. From the grasp of his interview and his speech, he was his mutity.
He never lacked for words, but here he was drowned in those golden eyes. She was a magic carpet ride, a whole new world. Her skin glistened with silk-perfumed sweat. Like a warrior in all his glory, silver metallic blood shining on steel.
And so, our dear parrot felt like Bugs Bunny, outwitted of his carrot. With the blue sky on his face, he walked towards the bus stand, hoping the gift of the gab would still give a chance. A billboard ahead read, "Late by chance, lost in an instant." He smiled, deciding he was homebound. A familiar car pulled up by his side. "We meet again," said a man with a smile so wide. He looked like an envoy attempting to tilt the battle tide.
Did you perchance see a girl walk past? She was beautiful, she made the world move in slow-mo. Delicate, her strides were like a toddler walking on soft foam. He looked at the fancy car scarcely. Remembering his neighbour, he pointed, saying, "She went that way." I was late for my interview, but I offered her my taxi. "Why, you might ask, I say it's a treasure quest." "Why are you on the hunt for?" "Your answer is the reason we are having this conversation." She had about the same impact on the both of us. She had a double impact. With a puzzled look in his eyes, the envoy drove towards me the direction the nutjob pointed.
Whoever said sunset was beautiful had not seen all the wonders in the world. Behind him sat the fullness in the wonderful. He sat laughing out loud as a fellow late for his interview. True to his words, he paid double the price.
His rear view mirror told him she was worth it, and it might have told him more about a fancy car catching up but for his thoughts. For the second time, he was steered back to reality by a voice calling out to him.
Stop and park and earn yourself $1,000 in cash. His people switched to pound signs, fantasying about such a stash was about to swerve. One last look at the mirror and perfectly shaped lips move in a whisper. These words would move on.
It was an automatic leg on gas. He took a dash. $1,000 was a tiny speck of ash. He rode in silence, wondering if he ought to laugh or cry with violence. The day was filled with variables. Only thing constant was his driver's license.
First was the well-dressed fellow, then a beauty with an ultra of mellow, and then a fancy car with a fancy offer that made him see yellow. And now he just bumped into another car with a crash that sounded like his fender just snapped like a willow.
He stepped out with his armpits moist off a kiss. The other man was grinning, saying, "Looks like it's you who's going to give me that $1,000, to say the least." His mouth agape, he said, "I'm pretty sorry, sir. The same drive that made you follow was what drove me away." She had a double impact, remembering what his neighbour said earlier and looking at the two cars. He burst out laughing, saying, "No, she's a ripple effect triggered by a double impact.